Chapter number 9, I'd like to begin reading in verse 8, and I want to ask you to follow along with us and keep your Bible open. I do know this, if we'll stay with the Bible, everything will be all right. Amen. Amen. We'll stay with the Bible, everything will be all right. And I thank God, it's an honor. Matthew chapter number 9, I'd like to begin reading in verse number 1. Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought unto him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. I was forgiven, hallelujah, when mercy walked in. Hallelujah. Hey, we could have an invitation right now, amen. They've been enough gospel already proclaimed. Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is it easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise. Take up thy bed and go into thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled. They marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Let's please pray together tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for the touch of heaven in the midst, for binding us in one mind, one accord, and one spirit in this place tonight. And I ask you, God, for that fresh touch and that anointing from another world tonight, that fresh oil from heaven, God, for without you, we can do nothing. God, we've begged you, we've besought your face, God, for camp meeting, for revival. Lord, and I thank you, God, for what you've already done here tonight in the house of God. And I thank you and I love you tonight, and I ask you to help us all, God, that we can rejoice in a Savior's love. God, if there may be one that's unsaved that has not received that forgiveness of sin, that tonight would be that night. In Jesus' name we do humbly beg, amen and amen. Thank God tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his blessing and for his goodness. I ask you tonight to pray for us and with us as we gather around his word. God knows right where we're at. He knows what we need tonight in the house of the Lord. I want tonight with God being our helper as we've come and assembled into the house of the Lord. I'd like to share from that thought tonight, be of good cheer. And there's a lot of things going on in our world tonight, but I declare as a preacher of the gospel tonight, thank God tonight we right here in Liberty Church. The lights is on. A beautiful congregation in the house of God. And we got everything to say thank you, Lord. Bless your name. You're worthy of all the honor, all the praise we could ever give you. Amen. As I was sitting there by Preacher Thad, I had to think about, boy, I tell you, Brother Scoopy would have been enjoying this right here. Amen. But he's in a better world than we in now, amen. But I had to think about others that's already went on, and Brother Larry and others, and I tell you, what a time that's going to be when all God's children, hallelujah, we get over there, amen. I don't know whether to testify or what tonight, amen. I do know this tonight, the winds are blowing, hallelujah. The winds are blowing. God's in the midst tonight. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. You say, preacher, I listen to the news and you're telling me you want me to be of good cheer? I'll tell you, I want to salute tonight with God being our helper in the precious word of God tonight on what we have to be a good cheer about. I'm not talking about what's on the headline of the newspaper. I'm not talking about what the TV programs is telling us. I'm not talking about the naysayers and the God haters. I'm talking about out of the Holy Bible, amen. What you and I have to be of good cheer about tonight. And right off the top, right here in this verse tonight, right here in this passage in the Word of God, we can say tonight, be of good cheer because Jesus has forgiven us of our sins. Be of good cheer because Jesus has forgiven us of our sins. And tonight we're on our way to heaven by the grace of God. Amen. Jesus has reached down and had mercy and forgiven us. This man here, the Bible said, he says, son, be, look at verse 2. Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Jesus has forgiven us of our sins. What about it tonight? On a Monday night. Here we are, Brother Donald, in the house of God with a King James Bible in our hand. And the world would have said, I'll tell you one thing, if they got anything in their hand on a Monday night, it'd be a beer can or it'd be some dope or... But no, I tell you what, thank God. That day and hour, they sing that song, oh happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Amen. What do we have to be a good cheer about? Jesus has forgiven us of our sin. Preacher, the world may never forgive us. Our neighbor may never forgive us. I'll tell you, the scribe and the Pharisee may never forgive us. But I'm glad there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that flood and lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see. I never will forget one day hearing Brother Brock Spear of the Spear family, old Mom and Pop Spear. Brock said, I tell you, whenever Daddy would start singing about heaven, he said he'd start singing, I'm bound for that city. And he said Dad would begin to get a far-off look in his eyes. He said, I knew something was about to happen. Amen. Oh, I'm glad. Hey, I once was bound for hell, but tonight I'm bound for heaven with the hammer down. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah tonight. We ain't on the bro. What we got to be a good cheer about? Pop Spear added a little bit on to that amazing grace. He added this little chorus on it. Preacher, he said, I just begin to live. I just begin to live. Since God's amazing grace came in, I just begin to live. All things are passed away. Behold, there's a brighter day. Since God's amazing grace came in, I just begin to live. Thank God tonight we got everything. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, God wants to forgive you. He wants to save you. Amen. Jesus went to the cross and paid the price. Amen. For our sins so that we could go free. We could call upon God and ask God to save us. It doesn't matter how far in sin we've been. It doesn't matter how high up the ladder we've climbed. There's a God in heaven who will forgive us. And that's what he did for this man. Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. While you're right here in the book of Matthew, go over a little further to the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew and go down to verse number 22. Be of good cheer. Why, preacher? Because Jesus has forgiven us of our sins. And they were many. I wouldn't want them to drop a screen down and you see all 60 years of my life. But I'm glad tonight that he's cast them as far as the east is from the west. I'm glad he's cast them behind his back. I'm glad he's cast them into the depths of the sea, never to remember them against us anymore. Be a good cheer tonight. Jesus has forgiven us of our sins. It's Monday night. Let me just reminisce for just a minute. I love Monday nights. It was on a Monday night in the summer of 1970 on the wrong side of the railroad track in Darlington, South Carolina, where my dad pastored the Free Will Baptist Church there. And we lived on the side of town that people made fun of you if you lived on that side of town. It was the poor side. It was the side that was scoffed and made fun of if you lived over there. But I tell you, on a Monday night, just like this Monday night, I went to the house of God. I didn't know I was going to get saved that night, but I'll tell you, God had a plan. Amen. And I'm so glad tonight, thank God. I don't know everything I told him when I got down to the front of that class, bowed. I tell you this, it's changed every day of my life since then. I know I asked him to save me and forgive me of my sin. And all these years, I've been a thanking God in a small and a frail way. I'm glad God will visit the bright side of the railroad track over on what they call the good side of the railroad track. But I'm glad he don't stop there. Hallelujah. I'm glad he don't stop there. I'm glad God will visit over on the other side of the railroad track. I'm talking about the side where others look that way, throw their head up in the air. Hey, I'm glad tonight. God loves us all tonight. Thank God he loved us enough to go to that cross and die for us so that we might go free. Be a good cheer tonight. Be a good cheer. Jesus has forgiven us of our sins. And he keeps on forgiving us. We ask him to forgive us. I didn't have a halo on my head back then, and I ain't got a halo on my head tonight. Amen. Thank God for your mercy, Lord. Matthew chapter number 14. Beginning in verse number 22, listen to what the Word of God said. Matthew chapter 14 and beginning in verse number 22. Let's read just a few verses here in the Word of God. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into his ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitudes away and went into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Have you ever been in a storm like that? You ever been in a storm in your life? All of us has lived any times being and a storm in our life. The ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, seeing it's a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It's I. Be not afraid. Hallelujah. Straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. I ought to be of good cheer tonight. because Jesus has forgiven me of my sins, and I ought to be a good cheer tonight, and I can be because Jesus is faithful. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, Jesus is faithful to be there with us in the midst of the storms of our life. And they can come out of nowhere. They can come up so quick. But Jesus is faithful. When you have a wreck, Jesus is faithful.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? It can come out of nowhere. We had an ordaining council meeting yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It did not last but 35 minutes. And one of our older ministers on our ordaining council pulled out of the front parking lot of the church and turned to the left and did not go two car lengths before they had a crash of somebody flying down the road in a crash. That's just how quick storms can come in your life. He was just as pale as my shirt, and everything was okay, thank God. But a storm can come up in your life out of nowhere. But we don't have to face them, and we're not facing them by ourselves. I had a lady to call me Saturday and said one of my family has got prostate cancer like you had, and I want to ask you, he wants to talk to you, and I want you to talk to him and tell him a little bit about what all's to go on and everything, what you went through. I said, well, I will. And I didn't do it all day Saturday. And when I saw her Sunday morning, I said, I didn't call him. I'm going to call him. I didn't call him. And then start talking about all that. It just comes up so fresh and everything. And so I said, but I will. And Preacher Mitch, today I did. Because I wanted to help him. I wanted to pray with him. But it all come back so fresh, that storm of cancer. That's a tough word to hear. The others in here, you and your loved ones have heard that same word. The doctor walked in the room that day and looked down at the ground and he said, Preacher, I have something to tell you I didn't want to tell you. He said, but you have cancer. Preacher Kevin, it all went into a blur. I don't even remember anything else he said. And they began to schedule these trips to 5 weeks and 2 days early in the morning to go down and take this radiation treatment. Your family can't even go in that room with you. No matter of fact, once they get you in there, nobody else can be in the room. They'll look at you through a window. Well, I sent that man a picture of that machine and whatnot, and picture of the doctor and everything and today, and I talked with him. And it all come back so fresh as God was working in my heart about this scripture and everything. And they'd lay me on that table and I'd close my eyes, Pastor Tim, and I'd close my eyes. And I could hear that machine as it started up, and I could hear the sound it was going, the arms on it was moving, and I tell you what I'd do. In the midst of my storm, and I'm not there, hey, there's other kind of storms, and there's loved ones that have passed away and their sickness and their wrecks like happened out in front of the church yesterday, and their sorrows and their troubles and their storm that come our way along the journey of life. Aren't you glad we hadn't had to face them by ourselves? We hadn't went through a one of the, hey, they wasn't in that storm by themselves because Jesus is faithful. And he said, be of good cheer. Yes, I'm right here to help you. And we are going to the other side. And I'd hear them say something through that window. I knew that machine. Sister Juwan was about to start up, and I'd say, the Lord. I'd close my eyes. I said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. I could feel the air moving. I knew them old arms of steel of that machine was a-moving. Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that old machine, I could hear the sound. I could feel the wind. I'll lift mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And this we know, that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. And God stood by me, and he stood by you. You've been through some storms. We've been through some tough places. But we have not faced them alone. Be of good cheer. Jesus is faithful. If you're going through something tonight, you can get some good help from God. Because God has never failed us. I want you to go in your Bible to John chapter number 13. John chapter number 13. Be of good cheer. Be a good cheer. Be a good cheer. Jesus has forgiven us. Be a good cheer. Jesus is faithful. From John chapter 13 and the next several chapters in the Bible is some of the most tenderest words we could ever read. And you've read them many times. In your Bible, in John chapter number 13, Jesus lets us know he's going to be betrayed. He's going to be betrayed. He lets us know that Peter's going to deny him. The world says right there, Jesus, it ain't looking too good for you. Them that's walked with you all this time, one's going to betray you. One's going to deny you. That's what the world's telling us Christians tonight. The world, the flesh, and the devil In chapter 15, in verse 18, Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. John 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. You stand for God and stand for right, somebody might go to work and you say, sometimes it feels like I'm hated. Might even be around your own family sometimes and say, seem like I'm hated because I love Jesus. And they say, well, you just look around, what all's going on? And the evil crowd, the God-hating crowd. I'm going to tell you, it's a sad day in America when a baby's born. And they want to wait this 12, 15 years old to decide what kind of youngin' it's going to be. It's a sad day. When a man's marrying a man and a woman's marrying a woman, and you stand to get, hey, he said, I want to let you know now. I want to let you know that the world hated me before it's hating you. And they try to abort a little baby. And murder. And the little baby survives the abortion attempt and laying out on a table, that little body fidgeting. And we let it die. And you'll go to hell. And you'll go to jail if you do a dog or a cat like that. And you go to jail if. And I saw some legislations where a bill about abortion passed, and the whole crowd stands up and they clap and they shout like, and we're hated when we stand for the little unborn baby. And we're hated when we says a marriage is a man and a woman. And a little baby is born, a male or a female. And we go on, and we hate it. And the world says, hey, and the world says, hey, you lose it. You're out of sync. Hey, tonight, just hold on. Jesus said, I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be denied. He's telling us all this. It's red letters, 13, 14, 15, 16. He said, and you're going to be hated. But you know it hated me for it hated you. And the liquor crowd and the gambling crowd hates us. And the gossip crowd hates us. And the murmur crowd hates us. Huh? Someone said you, this, on the Sunday before North Carolina voted on same-sex marriage, God had me to preach on that. My daughter put it on YouTube later on, and there's all kind of red faces she shows me. And one person went on there and they said, ha ha, you lost that battle. Ha ha, they say, you lost that battle. You Christians, ha ha, y'all losing out. Ha ha, y'all losing out, the world says. And evil is rampaging and we're living in a perilous day. Huh?
and we're living in a perilous day, and folks are denying Jesus, and they are betraying Jesus, and the world is hating the blood-bought church of the living God. That's not a shame to say, I'm going to heaven because of Jesus and the shed blood he shed on Calvary. Jesus put all these things red letters, chapter number 16 and verse number 33. He says, and these things, John 16, 33, these things have I spoken. He said, and I'm telling you, I've not hid any of it from you. I've spoken these things to you. What we just read in chapter 13, 14, 15. He said, it's going to be some times it looks dark and it looks rough. And it's going to look like you outnumbered. Hey, these things have I spoken unto you. They're going to be people denying Jesus. They're going to be people betraying Jesus. And they're going to be God haters that hate God and hate the people of God and hate the church of the living God because of us standing for the word. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Don't let it get you down.
Amen. Come on.
Keep peace. God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. These things have I spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Even though there'll be people denying, and even though there'll be people betraying, and even though there'll be people hating, when everything is said and done, be of good cheer because Jesus is still first. Hallelujah. He is still first. He is still the winner. He is still triumphant. He said, I'm he that was alive and dead, and I'm alive forevermore. I got the keys of death and hell in my hand. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Oh. Jesus is still first. He's still the winner. He's still the conqueror. He's still triumphant. He's still my Savior. He's still our Lord. He's still the King of Kings. He's still the Lord of Lords. Be a good cheer. You know what I'd tell that lady, whoever it was, that put the red face and said, ha ha, you've lost these battles. You need to read a little further. You just need to read a little further. Jesus said, I know you're going to go through some tough times. I'm not saying you ain't. As a matter of fact, I'm speaking to you to tell you you're going to. But be a good cheer. I've overcome the world. He's first. He's the winner. And I'm glad tonight that even though there's a lot going on in our world, I'm glad tonight. I need this if no one else does. I need to be of good cheer.
I need to be a good cheer. I tell you, if there's ever a day and hour, we need to lift our hands up to God and say, thank you, Jesus. Lift our hearts up to God, our spirit up to God. Our heads are bowed as we stand tonight. Our eyes are closed.